What's up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog, the forever immortal AJ Laster, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I would like to thank my sponsor, Anchor, for, like I always say, sponsoring this episode and many episodes before it. If you want to record your own podcast, I suggest Anchor be the best way to do it. Remember, it's anchor.fm, or just download it in the App Store or Google Play. It's been a week since I recorded the last episode. And be honest with you, we had a little bit of technical difficulties. We had a problem with our internet connection, but we got it settled. We paid it, and now we're back. I had to figure out which episode I wanted to do this week, and I came to the conclusion that right after this episode, I'll be recording another episode, which means this will be a back-to-back episode, but with different topics. This first episode is pretty much about finding yourself. Or finding a new version of yourself. Finding that part of yourself that makes you want to feel young again. To feel like your old self. To pretty much put it in terms, to reignite the fire inside. Whether you lost your job, whether you want to get that job back or find a new job, or if you want to follow your dreams, what does it take to reignite the fire that's deep inside of you? For me, it's my kids. For me, it's my wife. Technically, it's actually this podcast, this show. Because it's given me a whole new respect for podcasters out there who actually want to get what they want off their chest and actually talk to other people. Right now, I can't get any guests because, hell, I hadn't been able to find the perfect guest. But don't worry, that will be coming soon. But what I'm talking about is, what does it take to follow your dreams and make it a reality? What makes a person fight for their dreams? Now, most people believe that I would quote wrestling as a possible outcome with me being a fan of professional wrestling. Even though I know it's not real, I really don't care. A lot of people care about MMA, and yet people actually support it, but yet they don't support anybody else's dreams. If I wanted to become a wrestler, I would have become a wrestler. If I wanted to become an MMA fighter, I would become an MMA fighter. Me, I've chosen to become a podcaster and record episodes. To talk about what's on my mind. Talk about what I need to get off my chest. And this show is actually what helped me discover who I really am. Somebody who likes to talk. I have other dreams. I do want to become an MMA fighter. I just got to get myself back into shape. I actually want to be a musician, but I need to get a certain part of my face fixed, aka my teeth. Because I made the mistake of fucking up my teeth when I was a kid and not taking care of them. Of course, if I get into MMA, my teeth are going to get knocked out anyway. But either way, Me, I've always had my dreams stymied by people saying that you can't do it. That you'll never make it. To be honest with you, that's all they are, is voices in my head. And I know there's people out there who listen to this show who think, how does he know about these voices? Well, I can tell you, I know about these voices because, hell, I've had to live through it every single day of my life. And tell you the truth, not once has somebody ever asked me, when I was a kid, they'd never asked me, what did I want to be when I grew up? Or when I was a teenager, what did I want to do when I graduated? But unfortunately for me, I never graduated, so I never got the chance to prove what I can do. The thing is, someone in my immediate family actually told me that I am smart, but I lack the common sense. And I hate to say it, but she's right. I lack any common sense. I'm an impulse buyer, but I don't let that get in the way of what I want to accomplish. And that's living a dream. But of course, me, I've had to put my dreams on hold because I got married and I have two beautiful children. I put my MMA dreams on hold so that way I can work. And I ended up gaining weight. I put my singing career on hold too. And now I have very bad asthma, and nowadays it's hard for me to carry a tune. But something recently set me off. Something inside about this show, actually, reignited my love for MMA. I talked about, in one of the last episodes, I talked about Colby Covington saying that he needs to shut the hell up and he needs to get his head out of Donald Trump's ass. Which technically he does. He needs to worry more about his family and himself. And yet, so about to say something inside me about me talking about that reignited the fire of wanting to become an MMA fighter. Just set me off. Now, I'm actually trying to get myself back in shape. I'm trying my damnedest to find the animal within. To find that monster that wanted this in the first place. And thing is, he's still there. And he's in there telling me, don't give up on yourself. The fire inside of you is still there. All you need to do is pull the damn trigger. Me, in an honest opinion, the voice inside my head is right. You still have that fire. It's up to you to ignite it. Or, if you lost that fire, it's up to you to reignite it. And tell you the truth, that's exactly what I need to do. I really need to reignite the fire inside. Get myself right. Get my body right. Get my mind right. Start acting my age. Stop spending so much fucking money on stupid shit that I don't need. Not only should I get myself healthy, I should keep my family life healthy too. Spend more time with my kids. Spend more time with my wife. Hell, spend more time with my immediate family. And you know what? That fire is still lit right now. Yeah. I can still feel it inside. And I know anybody else who lost that fire years ago can always make one hell of a comeback. I mean, hell, look at some of the professional wrestlers of the late 80s, early 90s. I mean, hell, case in point, look at Shawn Michaels. The man suffered a debilitating back injury, and the motherfucker came back in 2004. And he wrestled all the way up until 2008, 2009, where he officially retired. But he eventually came back 2 years ago to wrestle a match in Saudi Arabia. Or how about this? A man who thought he lost that flame, The Undertaker, who debuted in the early 1990s, wrestled for three damn decades in the WWE, and he's still going. And he's about to hit his, he just hit his 30th fucking anniversary with the company. Now that's what you call a fire that has not been extinguished. Yeah, I seen Road Warrior Animal make a comeback. Fucking Tatanka. Bob Backlund. Rowdy Piper. I seen a lot of men in the wrestling business and in the MMA business make one hell of a comeback when they thought the fire was gone. And they rose right back up to take back their spot. And to be honest with you, that's what I want to be. I want to take back my spot at the head of the table. But I can't right now. Because I fucked up at Ashley's by sticking my, by letting my anger take me over and end up driving my foot, pretty much super kicking a damn drink machine because it wouldn't take my money. And also on top of that, I fucked up my days. Ended up with too many damn points, and guess what? Bada bing, bada bip. They fired me back in August, which in all turn was my fault. And hell, in one of my personal, in that one previous episode, my about my personal story with alcoholism, it didn't, it took me a while to realize what the hell alcohol had done to me. And to be honest with you, I didn't like what I had become. I had lost my job. I was not, the only way I was making money was with unemployment. Unemployment. I was applying for jobs that wanted to take me but they were too far away. Now, I know I always hear the words, go where the money is. But unfortunately for me, I can't. And I hate it. I hate it a lot. And to be honest with you, it kills me. I still have that fire to work. But I just, right now, I just can't pull the trigger. And right now, I'm good where I'm at. I'm staying home and I'm taking care of my kids. Giving my wife, my beautiful wife, a chance to go out there and make the same money that I made when I worked there. Gave my wife the opportunity to make the money. Sure, most men would say, oh, you gave up your balls to your wife. Technically, no, I didn't. I still have my balls. Where most men would actually just line up to be fucking neutered. And pretend that they don't see what the hell they're doing. Now, when I say reigniting the fire, it's kind of like saying, it's pretty much like saying, you want to live your dream? Then you got to fight for it. And I am going to quote Daniel Bryan on this. If you fight for your dreams will fight for you. And hell, look what happened to WWE Hall of Famer Edge. That motherfucker came back from a damn neck injury, a career-threatening injury. And guess what happened? He showed up at the 2020 Royal Rumble and ended up lasting as long as he did. And ended up going to WrestleMania and facing Randy Orton one-on-one in a last man standing match. Now that motherfucker is in his 40s. And I actually watched that WrestleMania. That motherfucker is in the best shape of his life. I watched the Royal Rumble. That man is in phenomenal shape for a man his age. And I know his Instagram shit ain't real, but I actually asked, how can I get a body like that? And what happened was, His flame that he once thought was gone reignited itself when Edge realized when he fell off his bike it didn't hurt. That he felt like he could go one more round. Now that's inspiration. Huh. L, you want to reignite a fire? That's exactly how you fucking do it. And me? I still have, like I said, I still have that fire. And I have yet to pull the trigger. And to be honest with you, if most people who actually follow me, actually are friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, or better yet, if anyone has seen me on that app TikTok, because yes, I'm on there, at RogueOutlaw30, or if you actually follow me on Instagram, you will actually notice that I've started cutting my hair in a different way. I've stylized my hair in a different way. I've shaved off the sides in the back, leaving my hair long on top. And you may have also noticed that my hair is slicked back. See, I'm not getting with the times. To be honest with you, my hairstyle was actually inspired by classic Viking looks. A classic Viking hairstyle. And it's because of that, I saw the spark when I started doing that. Yes, most people have seen me with the fucking mohawk. But to be honest with you, the mohawk didn't settle with me very well. I looked, I'll be honest with you, I looked like a fucking retard. I looked like I was trying to act an age that I was when I was, the age I was several years ago. And hell, that's when I realized that wasn't me. That's not me. That's not who I am. And then I stopped doing the mohawk. And I noticed when I slicked my hair back, I started looking and acting my own age. I looked at myself in the mirror and I kept saying to myself, who are you? What are you? Are you a lazy bum? Or are you that same kid from 10 years ago? Or better yet, from 8 years ago, who wanted to be a fighter, who wanted to become a wrestler, who wanted to become an MMA fighter, who all his life was bullied and never fought back. Where is he at? I can tell you right now, he is deep inside of you. And I'm talking to anybody who's listening to this. The person you want to be is buried deep inside of you. And it's up to you to do something about it. You want to relive your glory days? Do it. But do it in the best way possible. In the safest way possible. Me, I want to get back to what I used to look like. And no, not a slob. I want to go back to looking like the way I did when I was a teenager. I had actually lost a good amount of weight. I exercised every single day. And I put myself through hell, trying to make myself better, try to get healthy, try to get myself back to, well, myself. But, and I think every other year was the same damn New Year's resolution empty promise. That I would try to eat healthy. That I would try to get myself back in shape. So that way, I can see the world when I'm 30. That way I could see my life when I'm in my mid-30s. When I'm in my late-30s. In my fucking 40s. When I have kids. When I get married. When I have a job. And to be honest with you, I wanted to be in the best shape of my life, and I still do. And of course, I've also decided to, I don't know if any people have done this on a podcast before, but I've decided to follow my heart and do what I think is best for me. And yes, I do keep my wife and my kids in mind. I've started believing in Odinism, which is a pretty much Norse, a Norse religion. And to be honest with you, I've never been happier. I want to be just like Odin. I want to be just like Thor. I want to be strong. I want to be just... I want to be legendary. And no... And no, I'm not just saying this. This is something I'm going through. All past experiences with my previous religion fell through because I believed that the world was screwing me over. And I still believe the world's screwing me over, but in honest opinion, like I said, I've never been happier. And here's the thing, I'm a grown man, I'm 30 years old, and I've been told that I can choose whatever religion I want to be a part of. And to be honest with you, I've chosen that. I've chosen to be like a... I want to be a Viking. I want to be just like the Vikings of the past. And the thing is, I'm still the same country boy. It's just that I have a different mindset now. I have a different mindset. I believe that this is what's going to help me reignite that fire inside of me. That's going to help me reach my potential. And the thing is, my wife and my beautiful children, they will love me for who I am. And to anyone who listens to this, if you follow your heart, if you choose to be whatever you want to be, and if that helps you reignite that spark, that fire inside of you, to follow your dreams and make them a reality, then you do you. Because to be honest with you, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop believing in what I believe. I'm not going to stop being who I want to be. A loving father. A supportive husband. A damn good son-in-law. A damn good son and a damn good brother to my brothers and sisters. And
like I said, I'm at a loss for words of what I've said throughout this entire episode. Because I got a feeling I might end up losing some listeners to this. And if I end up gaining some, then if I end up gaining support from what I do, then you guys will be the ones to help me, besides my wife and my kids, to help me reignite my fire. And I'm hoping that I can actually help you reignite yours. To anyone who feels like that they can't do it, that they can't find the part of them that wants what they had back. Most people believe that people want to relive the glory days, when in reality they just want to be remembered. And that's how I feel. I want to be remembered. I want my kids to be remembered. And not because of what I do with my life, trying to become a modern day Viking, but I want my kids to be recognized for what they do in life. My kids, and I'll be brutally honest with you, if my kids want to be gay or if they want to be straight, I support them. If my daughter wants to go to college, I'm going to send her to college. If my son just wants to, after school, he wants to go get a job, I'm going to let him get a job. That's him. And I'm going to support my kids. I'm going to support my kids in whatever they choose to do. What sexuality they choose. What religion they choose. Because whatever they choose is what they want to choose. To be honest with you, my kids light my fire. They love me no matter what. My kids think I am a damn superhero. They believe I am Superman. They believe that I can do anything. And that's what lights my fire. My wife believes I can do anything I set my mind to. And to be honest with you, that's what lights my fire. I have friends who believe that if I want to follow a dream, that I should do it. And that's what lights my fire. If people want to continue listening to this show after the shit I say on this fucking episode, you guys light my fire. And I'm going to light yours by telling you the fire is still inside of you. And it's up to you to bring out that better side of you. And like Daniel Bryan said when I quoted him, you fight for your dreams will fight for you. And that's some words to live by. Just to be honest with you, with the way the world has changed, sometimes you got to change up your ideology to be able to find the you that you want to be. And sometimes you got to fight fire with fire. Hell, nothing is going to stop me from living my best life, and I'm not going to stop anybody else from living theirs. I'm an Odinist, and I'm proud of it. I want to be the best me that I can be, so that way my kids can be the best that they can be, so that anybody who listens to the words I say can be the best that they can be, so that way my wife can be the best that she can be. And I want anybody who listens to this to know that I support any of my listeners in doing what they do. If you want to be a Satanist, go for it. Let that be your fire. Don't ever let that fire die. Because if you let it die, then what's the whole point of me talking to you like this? Just talking straight to my listeners. And to be honest with you, if I can reinvent myself, anybody can reinvent themselves. And tell you the truth, I love what I've reinvented myself into. A family man. A loving father. A loving and supportive husband. A man who has not given up on his dreams, and not letting his dreams give up on him. And here's the thing. I still have my MMA gloves. I don't intend on letting that go. And to be honest with you, I don't think anybody else should let that go. Nobody should let it go. And no one ever will. Because what's the point of giving up when you're already halfway there? And my honest opinion, that everybody has their own path and they should follow it. Don't be a sheep and follow the path that somebody else has paved for you. Pave your own. And if that fire died out a long time ago, I hope one day, that anybody who listens to me will find that fire again and rise like a fucking phoenix from the ashes. Let that reignited fire burn and never let anybody try to put it out. Oh, and before I get off here, there is something I want to say. Someone close to me pointed out that I don't do fact checks on any of my episodes for the topics of the past that I've done. But that's not true, because one I did was the Batman episode. Yeah, the Batman episode that I did. And I actually did. It actually took a lot to. It actually took a lot for me to actually research for that certain topic. And I'm glad I did it. And, but yeah, the first two episodes I did, the back when the show was Anything Goes, yeah, I know somebody has actually listened to this and quoted my my statement, like saying some shit like taking a bite out of a bad bat. Or the fact that most people would actually say I contradicted myself in the second episode. I just want you to know. Yes, there are some episodes I do fact checks on. But of course, with this being a Anything Goes type show, I want y'all to know that the whole point of this show is me not doing fact checks all the time. And I hope everybody knows about these facts. And to be honest with you, if you don't want to listen to this show anymore because I don't do fact checks, then go right ahead. But if you like hearing me talk about random shit and not doing my fact checks, then get my facts straight, then go right ahead. Because everybody needs to get a load off. Everybody deserves to unwind and listen to some guy in his house talking about random shit. No matter if he fact checks his shit or not. And for that, I thank you guys. To anyone who listens to this show, you guys are the best people that I've ever had the pleasure of entertaining. So with that being said, as that was my personal final thought, I want to thank everybody for listening to tonight's first part episode of Real Talk podcast. And the next episode will be up here in a couple hours. And as a special treat, this month will be Real Talk Horror Month, which I will be starting this month and every season forward. The next episode, I'll be talking about something that I'm actually a fan of. If you're wondering what that is, well, let's just say it is Halloween themed, but just know this, I'm not giving it away. You're just gonna have to wait until the next episode. So with that being said, I am the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster, and this has been another great episode of the Real Talk podcast. Good night. I'll see y'all soon. And do your best to survive in this world that we now live in. Be good people. And I'll see y'all later. Peace out.